Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn. It's kind of a special program today because I've got some great special people in here with me. First of all, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, Jill. How are you?
Hi, Steve. Doing great. Glad to be here.
And Jill is in California, but I am in Dallas, Texas, in a studio, KWRD. We thank them so much for letting us use their studio. It's part of the Salem Radio Network. With me, my good friend Becky Brown. Becky, how you doing today? Becky,
hey, Steve. Hey, Jill.
Hi, Becky.
I'm doing well.
You know, Becky is head of all the stuff that we do. She's director of our New Life Counseling Network.
She's in charge of everything.
I'm in charge
of
Larry.
Yeah. She's a licensed professional clinical counselor. And yes. I love professional because I always like to make fun of people.
Yeah,
I am a trained professional. But anyway, but she is that and does such a great job. And we love working with her. And then our vice president of operations is right here. Kim Dixon. Hi, Kim.
Hello. How are you?
Kim is over everything that operates.
Yes.
At New Life. So she is an operator. She does operations all the time.
All the moving parts. And
boy,
very scary when you let me on radio,
yeah,
too.
That's true.
Yeah.
She makes a huge, huge difference. Right now, I want to play for you somebody where a difference was made. Let's start right off, and let's hear from Diane.
I tried everything for 30 years to connect emotionally with my husband. After his two affairs, a separation, and two divorce lawyers, I gave him the Everyman's Battle book. He read it, went to the very next Everyman's Battle conference, and came back a new man. He admitted to several affairs and a porn addiction, but because of the workshop, he realized for the first time why he was doing those things and that he wasn't alone in the struggle. And he couldn't stop doing them on his own like he thought he could, but he needed God's help. Every man's battle gave him the insight and the tools he needed to stay on course for life. We've been to 4 workshops now and just saw astonishing breakthroughs in so many people in those 2 days because they leave with so much hope. New Life Ministries saved my completely broken marriage. 3.5 years later, we're still going strong, and I would encourage really anybody who's struggling in their marriage to go to a New Life workshop. They are more effective than anything else we tried. I can't thank New Life enough for continuing to care for us and pray for us. We love you.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, wow. There it is. I mean, that's what I get up in the morning and get excited about, is that these horrible, hopeless situations like this ends up, a guy comes home, he's a new man.
Right. Mm. Can you believe we get to do this?
And here's the thing. Now, she's talking to us 3.5 years later.
Right.
See, it isn't he was a temporary guy that was going to try harder for a little while. No. And you know what? If you're one of those guys or you're married to somebody that, yeah, for a little while, they did really well. They worked really hard, but they didn't stick with it. You can get help. But look, when you support us, this is what you're supporting. It is life change. It's transformation. It makes all the difference in the world. Would you help us today? We've got a big challenge, almost up against the halfway mark here in December. And it's a $1.5 million goal here at year end. When you support us, lives are changed. Lives are saved. Families stay together. And God is the one who receives the glory. Help us work with the Lord to transform these lives. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and help us. When we come back, we're going to go right to the phones. And we're excited to talk to some folks today. We love just getting to be here and provide some insight that maybe someone wouldn't hear if we weren't. We'll be back right after this.
Food has been an issue with me. I keep eating to push down the emotions. I did really well at isolating before I went to Living Light, and it taught me to get out of my comfort zone and just move. We had exercises every morning throughout the workshop, and it really helped me to get in touch with that sadness and get some movement going. I just thought it was really well done, because during the day we had these workshops, and at night we had the smaller groups. I never felt so loved and cared for in my life. I walked away with a hope that I hadn't had in a long time. Living Light was just a turning point for me.
The Living Light Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. January 26th through the 28th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. It is not too late, by the way, to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and grab a resource, a Bible, a book, and send it to a friend as a great Christmas present. We love it when people get resources. You heard the testimony of the guy. He reads the book, Every Man's Battle, then goes to the workshop, Every Man's Battle. 3.5 years later, his wife is saying, thank you, New Life changed everything. It began with that book, as it has in so many people's lives. And that's a book, I don't know if you've noticed a few headlines every day
yes.
about men with sexual integrity problems. If they had read that book, what would have happened? Maybe there's somebody you need to call us and say, send them the book. We won't even tell them who sent it.
Right.
You can do it anonymously. All right.
Well, you always say, Steve, that a lot of the men that are being called out in the media are saying that they're sorry, but they're not doing anything about
right.
it.
Right. We need to send them the book for sure.
Yeah.
Yes,
we
do. All right. Let's go to Jeff, Boston, Massachusetts. It's a great station he listens to. We love WEZE. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to New Life. Jeff, are you there, buddy? Maybe not. I don't know. Well, we'll come back to Jeff. Gave him every chance I possibly could. All right, let's talk with Amy, Houston, Texas, Sirius XM 131. That comes on at noon, Texas time. Hi there. How you doing, Amy?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing okay. What's happening in your life today?
I have a 17-year-old son that mm-hmm. I'm concerned about. He is in a physical relationship with his girlfriend.
Okay.
And he is saved and he's a believer, and we've had multiple conversations about the damage that this can cause to, you know, on many levels, spiritually,
yeah.
emotionally, that he's not ready for it, all of that. I've also talked to the girlfriend. They broke up for a period of time, now they're back together, and obviously he's delighted because he's back in a physical relationship with her. And the backstory is that he lost his father in mm-hmm. January of last year due to alcoholism. Mm-hmm. And we were divorced prior to that, and it was because of that situation that we became divorced. It was just irreparable. He would not stop drinking. And I've now remarried to a very godly man who's helping me to parent him
okay.
for the past year. So that's kind of the dynamic and the
okay.
backstory behind it. And we've tried to coach him, really have
okay.
a lot of open conversations.
What's the question for us then?
What other resources would you consider would
yeah.
be valuable for, you know,
how could we help you? Then?
You've got, yeah, I mean, I really, are there any resources that you would recommend? I mean, I think that there are other issues with him, you know, also, I think he's just not mature and maybe using this as a coping mechanism. I don't know, for comfort.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
How old is the girlfriend? How old is the girlfriend?
She is 16.
Uh-huh. And have you had any contact with her parents?
I have.
Maybe turn your radio there in the background.
I don't have a radio on.
Okay, sorry.
But Hello?
Yes. Go ahead, Amy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I have had some conversation with her, but not recently. I haven't.
Well, I would reach out to her if I were you. Jill, what are you thinking on this that might be helpful with either him and or the girl he's dating?
I think that you're right that there's more going on with your son. And, you know, his father had an addictive personality. And certainly, I mean, we can't call this an addiction yet because this is a 17-year-old boy doing this. But at the same time, if he's getting his comfort and kind of avoiding issues in his life by making this the focus, then that's problematic. And that can be a setup for later on, right? We run to sex instead of dealing with things. And I would tell him, you know, confront him straight out in a loving way that he is, you know, these are not the values of your home. And this is, you know, it's okay for him to have different values when he's out on his own. But when he's at home, these are not your values. And that's a problem for you. And you've probably said something similar to that to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, when your values are in conflict, you know, what are his thoughts about that? That's not okay. That's a value you hold and he's choosing to do something different. How does he think that you should handle that? And you know,
yeah,
I would
give it to him.
Yeah, I would ask him for his input. You know, you're going against my values, and you know, put in a sense, kind of, you know, snubbing them. What, as your parent, should I do about this? Because I think you need to engage young people whenever possible because they like to deflect and kind of put, oh, mom's just being, you know, upset.
Yeah,
that's just mom's issue. And it's like, no, you're doing an adult act. You're doing an adult act. So I, you know, let's engage an adult conversation about this. So that he's really fully aware, because part of this is running, you know, into avoidance by just having sex and staying vague about life and responsibility. And so you want to draw his attention back to that.
How do you know they're involved physically?
Oh, we've found evidence. Mm-hmm. I mean, we put, you know, in his car and that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Right. And it sounds like he needs to get into some counseling.
Well, you mentioned car. If I knew my, yeah.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. And I don't know that I would be, I wouldn't be giving my bed on wheels to my child.
No.
So that's something that you need to think about, that you don't want to enable this by thinking he's entitled or getting him to think he's entitled to an automobile to do anything and everything that he wants. You are entitled to have some requirements for his behavior, and I hope that he knows that. I definitely, if I were you, would be reaching out to the girlfriend's mother, too, and see if you guys can come up with some plans and some help. And counseling definitely is in order for this young man, and to get him into a young men's Bible study or a youth group or something that has some kind of positive influence. Parents that think that they're enough to influence their kids are mistaken. There is so much out there. Even in Christian schools, there's so much influence to go against what you want your kids to be experiencing. You need everything you can get. So
Amy, have you already talked to him about all of this?
Yes. Yes.
And, okay. And his response?
He just denies it. He denies that it's going on. And he's like, really? You know, I mean, and I don't know. I can't seem to get it through. It's just not going to change the way that he does. And we track mileage. We do.
You're working harder. Amy, you're working harder than he is. I think that consequences and boundaries are going to help. And what Steve has suggested about a good Bible study or, you know, a young men's youth group and every man's battle, every young man's battle would be, you know, required reading,
absolutely,
I would say, because eventually there's going to be a baby. And then you're going to have to deal with that. And I just, you know, obviously if he's denying this, he's not ready to be
I'll send you every young man's battle, and I'll send you every man's Bible, and maybe that will help him. I've got a lot of men that say they never read the Bible till this, and it's great for a young guy like this. It's kind of developed for a younger man. All right, let's go to Jeff, Boston, Massachusetts. I think he's back. W-E-Z-E. Jeff, are you there?
Hi, how you doing today? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on, buddy?
I'm going to try to make this short and right to the point here. Okay. I'm in a relationship for the last 6 years, and the last 3 years have been on rocks, struggling back and forth with communications. We've done counseling. That didn't work out too well. Part of it, I take fault of that because of my yelling and so forth there. So counseling didn't go that well here. We live about an hour apart, and we see each other on the weekends, and not too much communication going on during the week here. But with the arguing and fighting and so forth there, it kind of put us right up against the wall and so forth here. And I know something needs to be changed, and I bring up suggestions about going to counseling again, maybe find someone that's more suitable for us. She doesn't want to do that because she got embarrassed last time. She wants to sit down and just talk about this, but I think we need more than just talking, and we need some help. And I'm trying to get across to her to do that there, and I'm so old school. I'd rather, you know, talk face-to-face or talk on the telephone, and the only thing that we've been doing the last month or so is just a few texts here and there. So
what's the question for us?
My question to you is, when do I say, okay, enough is enough, and just quit?
Okay. Joe, you want to answer that?
I want to first.
No?
I have another question. No, I don't want to answer that. Jeff, why are you yelling?
Yeah.
I sometimes, because I'm just frustrated.
Okay.
About everything that's going on, and sometimes my voice comes up when I'm trying to get my point across.
Okay.
And my voice just comes up. It's not that I'm want to be angry or anything like that. I'm just trying to make a point there, and it comes up very, very loud.
Oh, okay. So as you get emotional, you get intense and loud. Is it because maybe she isn't fully embracing what you're saying?
I think she embraces what I'm saying. It's just the disagreements and stuff like that that we have is with the problems that we're having here.
I have a question.
The other thing that because there's no communication going on for the
Yelling is a form of communication. It's just not a very good form. And sometimes when a person isn't understanding or grabbing our point of view, sometimes people think that if they get louder, the person will then somehow agree with them. And that usually doesn't work either. And it doesn't work in any setting. And I think you are really getting triggered and reacting to her. And it sounds like you both are very reactive with each other. And since you are at a distance, I'm thinking that maybe a place to start would be for you to do some of your own counseling to see what is getting stirred up for you. Because no wonder why she won't go back. You know, it kind of blew up in her face. And so she's not really trusting you right now.
Okay.
And let me just say this. In a marriage, the marriages that get better are the marriages where people learn how and do repair when it gets broken. It's a great skill. And if you don't start figuring out some way that this gets repaired, once you eat wedding cake, whatever is going on gets worse, not better. And so if you can't repair it while you're dating, you're not going to be able to repair it after you get married. And so I would like to encourage you to consider that maybe it is time that you consider moving on. And if she's willing to work with you, such as, hey, let me go get some help. Let me work on me and then we'll work on us. That'd be great. But if not, you know, you need to set her free. But any guy that's yelling, that, you know, when you gotten to that point, you got to go get some help for that. That's a sign
that you feel out of control and powerless. And why is that?
And that was the question I was going to ask. What are you yelling about? Is the house on fire? Is somebody bleeding? Because, you know, but you hit the nail on the head, Jill, that it means you're not feeling like you're heard. Mm-hmm. And it's, there's a lot of frustration in 6 years of that.
And living apart for 6 years, it's bound to deteriorate. That's too long for a relationship to go on without progressing.
Right.
So that's problematic in itself. So it's just going to deteriorate unless something's really done here.
Sometimes the two most powerful words we can ever utter are goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. We're not saying goodbye. We'll be back right after this. Call us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we do love it when people just call and have a comment. The other day, people were commenting on something that I commented on when someone was calling in and saying, oh, I just think it's great when people love each other. We shouldn't criticize if somebody loves somebody, even though whatever they love maybe doesn't exactly go with the Word of God. And people said, thank you for standing up for God's Word. And not, you know, I'm telling you, it's not hard to stand up for God's Word. It's been around a long time. Kim,
yes,
we've got
Steve.
People calling us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. They're supporting this ministry. They're helping us. Tell us about it.
Well, we've got Gladys and Mandan. North Dakota gave $25, and then Charlie and Patty in Nashville, Tennessee, $100. Love Nashville. That's near my hometown.
Thank you.
So thank you all so much. But you know what? Those folks are sitting there in our resource center, and they are waiting to talk to you. They need some phones to ring, so please give us a call. Please help bring some hope and healing into 2018. We want to finish strong, and I want to give a shout-out to our truckers. We have so many truckers out there that listen to New Life Live. So, you know, there's a couple that are coming to mind that are very special to me. Steve in the Chicago area.
Hey, Steve.
And then Dale doing that pig run from Pennsylvania down to D.C. love me some pig and love that Dale delivers it. So, hi, Dale. Oh,
thank you, Dale. So, thank you, man. Thanks for helping, Kim.
I know there's plenty of you driving up and down I-95. Just pull over, pick up the phone, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, I'll tell you, that's so great. Dale helps Kim stay stocked with pig. That's not easy. So thank you, Dale, for helping Kim with her pig stock need.
Everybody needs a little pig in their life.
Now, we love you, truckers, and we really appreciate your support. And it means a lot to us. All the support means so much to us. We talk about a lot of things we do here. I don't ever want to diminish just the power of radio. And I want you to hear a little clip from a woman named Kathy who listens to the program. Kathy. Let's hear her.
Keep up the good work. I got healing from listening to you. I discovered New Life on my app, and I went back in the archives 2 years and listened to every single day. And I became strong, and I became a new person, and I learned how to stand up for myself and say, stop.
Isn't that great?
Wow. Amazing.
That great? That's what the radio program does. How many people would their life be totally different if they just knew how to say stop? And you know what we love is when folks start to listen to us and they move from desperation to living out in fulfillment of God's plan for their lives. That's what we're here for. If you could help us with that, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I'll send you a wooden Christmas ornament. It's the New Life Christmas ornament, our way of saying thank you. And we are so very grateful to anybody who can help us. Now, let's go to Mary May from Rough and Ready, California. Yes, that's the name right here.
Where is
Rough
that?
And Ready, California. KFIA is the station. Mary May from Rough and Ready, how you doing?
Well, I wouldn't be calling you if I was doing great.
Okay. What's happening?
Well, I think God put me in Rough and Ready because it's very rough to get me ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
what's going on?
So I suspect that my husband has Asperger's. And,
why? Why do you suspect that?
Well, about 17 years ago, he moved out of the bedroom with no explanation. And then recently, I touched him on the back, and he said, don't do that. I don't like being touched.
Mm.
And there's no discussion ever. There's no negotiation. And basically, he didn't answer any questions for like 15 years. Never.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. What a and horrible existence this must be.
Oh. I'm a severe lack of connection.
Mm-hmm. So what is the question for us?
Oh, how do I live with him or without? Here's the thing is I was in a wreck and it broke my hip and my shoulder and now I have bills. And he said he's divorcing me because he wants to protect his assets.
Mm-hmm.
But he told the paralegal, I can come and go, as always.
Mm.
So basically, I've been invisible, I think, throughout our marriage. And it's okay with him if I stay that way. And honestly, so, I just want to do the redeeming thing.
Yeah. Mary May, I'm just curious. You said 17 years ago he moved out of the bedroom. How long have you guys been married in total? 21 years. Okay. So
it might have been 18.
Okay. So the first few years, I mean, something had to attract you to this man, and I'm wondering what it was like prior to. This wouldn't be
honestly,
something
we never dated. What happened was he has a Jewish heritage, and he had never belonged to a church. He wasn't raised anything, you know, religious. But he wanted to get into a church, and he thought he had to get married to get in, and I didn't know that until a few years later.
Wow. How sad. I'm so sad for you today. And I'm going to ask everybody to pray for you. We're going to go to this break, and when we come back, we'll try to give you some help. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Desperation is not the address where God wants you to live.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip. And that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. It's Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard. She is the author of Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, one of these great books. And so often, forgiveness is the beginning of transformation. Mm-hmm. I've also got Becky Brown. Becky, the name of the book that's coming out here in a few months is?
Understanding and Loving the Person in Your Life with Bipolar Disorder.
Boy, some of you, I tell you, you know that you need to know more about this, and we've got a book for you. It'll be out pretty soon. Becky's mm-hmm. the author of that. We've also got the Vice President of Operations, Kim, is here. Kim, I want to go to you right after we finish talking with Mary May. And we're going to talk about some folks that are giving. But Mary, we feel such heartache for you. And Jill, do you want to finish with Mary? I have a couple of comments I want to make. But and Becky, you may have a couple.
Well, Mary, I think that in your grieving process, certainly it's important for you to look at what drew you to him and how you ended up in this situation. But for right now, we need to help you move through it. And this is, we were talking about the break, this is part of what this ministry is all about, is helping people to take their life back. And so we would love for you to come to one of our workshops, because I think it's, you know, this, it sounds like this man has been dictating a lot, and that this is congruent for him. He, you know, if he truly is Asperger's, and it sounds like from what you're describing, he's okay with these choices that he's making, and he doesn't see, you know, how you are dying inside. And that, you know, is just a function of his brain and all that he's experienced.
And our experience is that we have seen people with Asperger's go from a very, very disconnected, awkward existence to to transforming that, to going to work and doing whatever it takes so that they have a connection, a rich and deep connection. And that is possible for him, too. But we're concerned about you. And
yeah, Mary Mae, what struck me so when you were talking about your story is that this is how you guys have always been. Yeah. There's been some big changes, but I want to encourage you to find community, to begin to strengthen your core before you decide what you're going to do in the relationship. You know, we know that when you begin to change, he's going to react or respond to the changes that he sees in you. Regardless of what he ends up doing, you know, he talks about you can come and go as you please. I want you to find your life, Mary Mae. I want you to find strength, and I want you to find you know, that purpose that isn't in reaction to him being who he is. And it sounds like this has been a kind of a pit that you've been in for a long time. Would you say that's true?
Oh, yeah.
And do you have anybody around you to support you? Girlfriends, family, church?
Well, after my accident, a friend let me stay at her house because she had walk-in showers. And with a broken hip and a broken shoulder, I needed that.
Yes.
And you have someone, but I really want to see you get some more folks around you there. And whether he ever changes or not, God has something pretty amazing for you. But as you describe your life, it's not happening there, and we want that to happen. So I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back, and I'm going to hope when you get out, when you get a little bit healthier, you can come to the Take Your Life Back workshop that we do here. I'm really glad that you called.
You know, one more thing, just
Take Your Life Back, and I'll send the devotional with it.
One more thing just to add in terms of developing community. I think there are a lot of churches now that have support groups for spouses of people with Asperger's. And it's a very lonely place for people in marriages like this. So that might be of help and comfort to her.
Great idea.
Yeah, a support group.
All right. Well, I'm glad that she called. And you know, when you have a husband that doesn't want you to reach out, who wants to be in control, who wants to be the one that has all the answers, you know, sometimes listening to a radio program like this is all that there is. And so when you support us, you're supporting hope and help and healing for someone just like this. I'm so glad that she called. All right, Kim, we've got some folks that are calling in. They're supporting this ministry. And if you want to do it, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Tell us who's calling.
We've got Greg and Joyce in Kennedyville, Maryland, gave $30.
Thank you. Appreciate
John
that.
John in Corona, New Mexico, gave $400.
Wow.
And Skip and Carol in Granada Hills, California, gave $40.
Amazing.
And this is your New Life. You know, New Life would not exist without you. We get to be the conduits of the ministry that you're providing to so many people. And we want to finish strong so that we can go into 2018 with just the confidence and the stability to be able to branch into some new areas.
Yep.
And we can't do that without you. So please call today, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We've got a team of folks there. Jeff is sitting there waiting to take your call and to talk to you. And if you're at a point right now where you say, you know, I'm just not there right now, that's okay. Give us a call. We want to help you. We've got tip sheets. We've got books. We've got CDs. We've got all kinds of resources that we can help you kind of get out of that spot, that stuck place, and move into a new life. We want the 2018 to become a new life for you. You to find that freedom that Christ has for you.
Well, and I was just recalling the last couple of weeks that we've had a lot of people that have called saying, we have been listening a long time, but we're first-time callers. Mm-hmm. And I want to encourage all of you who've been listening a long time that maybe you're going to become a first-time giver, that you would make the phone call today. And it doesn't matter if it's $2, $200, $2,000, or, hey, maybe if it's $20,000. I mean, we'll, you know, we'll make it, we'll make it work. And I know that you are going to give somebody the gift of a new life through your support of New Life.
In Philippians 1:6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. What does that mean? He's not done with you. He started on you, and he's going to fulfill it. And sometimes evidence of that work starting to happen, that transformation, is you go from taking to giving. And if that's you, would you please help us? 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I've got a note here from Ann, who says, I want to let you know, I believe that New Life saved my marriage. It's keeping the lives of our children and grandchildren from being altered forever. I know beyond a doubt that God, in his way, put me in touch with New Life. And if I hadn't, I don't know where we would be today. But she says this, every man's battle, women in the battle, and the marriage workshop were possible with the help of scholarships, which I will be eternally grateful for. The generosity of others took two totally lost people and gave us new life. God's blessing on each and every one of you who make this ministry possible. And I pray that right now, God's blessing upon you who make it possible for us to speak and to share and to teach the wisdom of God's word. I pray God's blessing upon you. If you can help us, would you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE. Let's go to Walter, Helena, Montana. Hey, Walter, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Good. What's going on?
So if I'm too long drawn out, which I tend to be when I tell something, just let me know.
Okay, well, just try to make it as brief as possible. You're 41 years old. Yeah. Okay.
Never been married. No children. Been a loner always to some extent. I mean, when I say to some extent, I mean, I like being around people, but yet, when there were, you know, good things going on, I just thought my work was more important and went and did my work and so pulled away from people. So I got saved 10 years ago at 31 and, kind of continued that. And, there's this one woman I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
I've known for quite a while. I don't know her really, really well. She doesn't know me really, really well.
Okay.
But, and I've always, you know, I've always struggled with, you know, being able to sit down with ladies and just having a nice conversation.
Okay.
I don't know what to say or how, you know, I'm not so much afraid of embarrassing myself. I mean, that's bound to happen, especially in a situation like this. But I don't want to embarrass her. I don't want to say.
Yeah,
I don't want to embarrass her.
Right.
So I was just wondering, do you guys have any help as far as...
Yes, we do. Oh, my goodness. You have called the right place. We'll be back.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
has been an issue with me. I keep eating to push down the emotions. I did really well at isolating before I went to Living Light, and it taught me to get out of my comfort zone and just move. We had exercises every morning throughout the workshop, and it really helped me to get in touch with that sadness and get some movement going. I just thought it was really well done, because during the day we had these workshops, and at night we had the smaller groups. I never felt so loved and cared for in my life. I walked away with a hope that I hadn't had in a long time. Living Light was just a turning point for me.
The Living Light Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. January 26th through the 28th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and Walter is calling us, and he's never been married. He's interested. He doesn't want to look foolish in conversations with this woman that he's interested in. Now, I have told him that he has called the right place, because Walter, here is what I believe to be true, and Dale Carnegie was one that taught me this. He said, you know, the best people, the best conversationalists, don't really have to know what to say. They're the ones that get interested in other people and ask questions. And my wife, you know, she is just the best at engaging other folks. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask Becky and Jill to tell you some things that you might ask her. And when, you know, when she answers, then I'm going to tell you the key. Whatever she says, then you might say after that, can you tell me more? But you guys, Jill, let's start with you. What are some questions that might open her up to him?
Well, I think you just want to ask some basic get-to-know-you questions, right? So, like, wherever you have some common ground, where you guys right. met, do you both go to church? What does she do for uh-huh. work? Right? You want to show some interest uh-huh. in getting to know what she likes. So, uh-huh. you know, what does she do for work, and what does she like best about what she does? Right? And uh-huh. you want to give her a chance to highlight her best self.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, and I think too, Walter, if you are in an area where you're having a shared experience, like if you're at a church service, maybe follow up with, wasn't that a great service? Or I really, you know, what brought you to the church? Or, you know, those kind of situational questions are very easy icebreakers, just getting to know one another. And just like Steve said, you don't want to be interrogating her. You know, no. you don't want to ask her 20 questions, uh-huh. but you just want to give her a chance to get to know you and for you to get to know her.
Find out, you know, a lot of times uh-huh. people are married, and they've been married 20 years. They don't know what the other person's favorite food or
right.
or color or right. anything like that. And so you can do a whole thing about, hey, tell me the things you like best, the favorite things. And, you know, what I love is when a man says to a woman, tell me about a childhood memory that you love. Now, that's two adults talking about a child, see, so that puts the man in the adult role, and it's a great place to be with a woman. So I hope that's helpful to you. I'm going to send you How We Love, and in that there are all sorts of insights that you're going to gain into how you were raised, how she was raised, and you talk about something that will give you a ton of material to talk about. I think it'll be really, really helpful to you. I hope something that we've said has been good. Now, it is, we're just almost out of time here, but we've been getting some phone calls. We've been having some people call us and say they want to support us, and we're so grateful, because our challenge here, so that we can do what we have been doing for 30 years, and next year is our 30th anniversary. We want to be here for you. We've been here for you. We want to be here. And it's amazing how you can listen and be thinking that this is for somebody else, and then boom, something happens and you need this ministry, and we're grateful to be here.
You know, but, Steve, I want to thank Nancy from Lansdale, Pennsylvania, for giving $200, and Christopher out of Beltsville, Maryland, for $20. You know, we talk so much about the workshops and the impact that those have, but I want to talk for just a minute, if I can, about the folks that answer that phone when you call 800-NEW-LIFE. Yeah. You know, those folks are there because they love Christ, number one. They love you. They love helping people. And they have, I think, the hardest job in the ministry because they take calls from everything to the wonderful donations that you all are making this time of year to that person who has decided that I'm not doing this anymore. I'm done. I'm taking my life today. And they talk to that person and try to convince them that you don't have to be done. There's more to this life, and God is not ready for you to be done, and we're not ready for you to be done. They take the call from the grandmother who's just discovered that her granddaughter is being sexually molested by a brother or an uncle, and they listen, and they pray, and they guide that person to some professional resources that can help them. And so those folks take a gamut of calls, and they couldn't do that if you didn't support this ministry.
That's right.
You are the one that is providing that voice on the other end of that phone that is helping that person through their deepest, darkest, hardest times. And we want to continue to be there. You know, one of the things, Steve, that you have always said is you never want those calls outsourced to someone else.
No.
You want to know that they're being answered by somebody that is going to care for them and love them and help them through life.
Well, when you were talking earlier about the resources we have available, one of the great resources available is Jeff. How many times do we go to a workshop and somebody says, Jeff kept calling back. He really helped me. And we've got two Jeffs, and we never know which one they're talking about. But the point is, Jeff doesn't cost anybody any money when they call, because you support Jeff.
Yes.
You pay Jeff's salary, and this guy has the wisdom of Job. And so we've got books, we've got movies, we've got all sorts of stuff, but we've got Jeff, and we want to keep Jeff. And when you support us, you support Jeff and all that he brings to work every single day. If you can help us to keep Jeff employed. No, if you can help us help others. The phone number.
Jeff would appreciate it.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, the phone number. We're not going to, if you don't support Jeff, we're not paying. The phone number. It's really simple. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, you can always give at newlife.com. You can get, we have an app also. You can go to the app store. It's the New Life app. But I love it when you call and you talk to a real live human being. And Jeff's just one of many of these great and dedicated and committed counselors. Well, not counselors, but they're facilitators to get you the kind of counsel that you need. All you have to do is make the first phone call. We do not have the ability to know who needs us. We can't call you. So you have to call us, and we'll do the very best that we can. And if you can help us be there for somebody, that's the greatest thing that you could do. If you don't need us, maybe you've needed us in the past, and you come alongside us and help us be there for somebody else. What a great thing that is for your legacy, for your family long term. And the phone number is really simple. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, the thing that I love about New Life, too, is there's no shame and there's no judgment when you come to New Life.
Shame-free zone.
Because, you know, it amazes me. People think that they're going to tell us a story that we've never heard before. And it just doesn't happen. We've heard it. But we want to hear it again. And we want you to be heard through a filter of love and not condemnation.
That's right.
Yes. And that you can come and you can know that God is a God of second chances. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done. He's still there, and he's waiting with his arms open wide for you to just take that step toward him. And that step is scary. That step is going into this abyss that you have no control over, and you don't know, but it is such a huge step. Just take that step and call today and let us help you get there.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. That was the voice of Kim Dixon, Vice President of Operations. You can hear and feel and sense the love in her heart. That's the way it is at New Life. We love you. We want to help you. You call us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.